Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live.
Such
a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop living.
When we can't stop living.
Hello, welcome to the Chef Rob Show. We cut it kind of short today. Little issues popped up, but I'll straighten it out for the next show. Tonight's show is basically another conversation with AC. In the world by AC.
Oh, God. AC's in the house, people. AC's in the house. I just hope that the conversation that we have tonight was as interesting as the one we were having off mic.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Oh, man. Go ahead, man. Let's say it again. Say it again. Say it again, man.
I'm saying I just hope the conversation...
If we once built it.
Oh, you want to go right back into that?
Hell
show,
yeah,
huh?
Because that was crazy, man.
Okay, what was crazy, man? What was the crazy part?
That feeds into black people never can do anything for themselves.
Oh, no, they accomplish a lot, but they you know...
And you don't
somehow,
think...
No, the only thing I'm talking about is 100% participation. I mean, everybody's suffering under the same yoke. I can't see why everybody can't get on board and pull in the same direction.
7-0-8-2-7-1-0-8-7. Oh, God. Oh, no. You got a headache going there, man? But the thing is there will never be a 100% participation. That's that.
Then we'll never succeed.
No. No, you didn't have even other movements didn't have 100% participation.
Like, and well, which movements are you talking about succeeding?
That's why I said we always got to feed off our mistakes.
They were successful
until, up until they were sabotaged. Okay, so yeah, let's not go ahead and get that messed up.
And how were they infiltrated?
That's right, with somebody like them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we supposed to distrust everybody?
No, you're supposed to get everybody involved in the same process.
And see, that's what you cannot get everybody.
And
I understand.
You will
I recognize
not
that.
Succeed.
So you just go ahead and give up?
No.
You're the one that's talking about stop trying.
You're the one that's talking about stop trying.
Just stop fucking trying and say, well, okay, fuck it, just let it happen.
You're the one that's talking about
What you said.
No.
Oh, God.
You're the one that is talking about giving up when you suggest that we can't get 100% participation in a system that is crucifying everybody like us.
Wait a minute.
You're the one that's giving up. You say all of us can't.
I'm giving up on this system, saying, hey, look, let's work on our own shit. That's what I'm saying. Okay, fuck this shit. I said, fuck place. Fuck them. We should be playing this goddamn game with these damn people. Okay. We should go ahead and be developing our own shit.
Okay.
That's our problem.
Okay.
Go ahead and looking after these bastards like they're like they. Fuck them. We need our own shit.
Okay.
So that's my point. I'm talking about, yeah, giving up this system and develop our own shit. And you can't go ahead and do that 100% participation. I understand that. It has to start out small. Because these, a lot of motherfuckers, you can spoon-fed them information, facts, truth, and they still go here and vomit the shit up.
Well, I got one fact for you. That's the only... Oh, okay. Name me someone of color. Name me a group of people of color who are not being treated detrimentally by this situation.
What does that have to do with going ahead and getting our own shit?
I'm asking... Okay, answer my question.
What does that have to do...
Don't answer my question. What's the question? Answer my question first, and then you can throw any question at me you want.
Okay, what's
name
the
me somebody who hasn't benefit... I mean, who this situation... Or somebody of color who this situation hasn't been detrimental to.
There's no one, really.
Exactly.
No,
so why is it that all of these people who have been receiving the shit end of the stick from this system... Don't all band together and say, well, we're through with it. We're tired of it. Why?
Because
I mean, even the meager benefits they may receive.
I can't speak for everybody, okay? But I can speak for some.
I'm
answering your question.
Give me a theory.
I'm answering your question, okay? So you got to go ahead and accept my answer. That's how I start my answer.
I can't speak for everybody.
I have to put that out.
You know what that is.
No, it's not. I'm telling you where it's coming from. Me, it's
okay.
Coming from my. You,
okay.
You can't tell me what I think.
You know what? I can't speak for everybody.
Okay, well, let me make my point. How are you gonna understand what I'm saying? You go.
Real out.
There you go with the bullshit. I can't speak for everybody.
Real out.
I can't speak for everybody. You got to go ahead and speak for those who go ahead and. For the situations that you've seen.
So you've seen. Okay, go ahead.
So we got to go ahead. You got to go ahead and get. How do you can't approach, like I said, it's like a matrix. You know, they just feel stuck in this shit, and they think that's the world, and that's it. Just like you know, people ain't even left this motherfucking city. You know, people ain't even left the fucking project.
Mm-hmm.
They think that's the world. Ain't nothing else out there for them. Right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
So you've traveled this planet. You know that they full of shit.
Uh-huh.
Don't you?
Uh-huh.
So we got to go ahead and show that, because there's something outside that fucking matrix. And it is a matrix. Something outside that little Now, go ahead. You still don't get my point, do you?
I get your point. Can I ask you a question?
Okay, I'm listening. All
right. What was the problem with the Matrix, since you brought it up?
What's the problem with the Matrix?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's the problem with the
Matrix? What was the problem with the Matrix?
I'm not sure what your point
is. It wasn't reality.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Come on, man. You're making this too easy.
Wait.
You know what? You know who?
Wait.
Since you brought up the Matrix, let me tell you.
Hold on. Okay.
You acting like you want to go back and eat steak, even though you're not eating steak.
That's not you. You put words in my mouth.
No.
That's not what I said.
All right.
That's not what I said at all. Huh? I said, you know, this damn system has not benefited us. It's time to do something else.
Okay. What do you want to do? You want to create a new? You want to create a system just like it?
Hell no. Nah. Why would I go ahead?
What do you want
to
do?
You go ahead and create a system just like, I mean, shit, that's like leaving one slave master going to another.
Exactly. Okay,
well, that don't make no damn sense.
We're on the same ship on that.
Okay, so I'm not going to go ahead and leave one oppressed and go to somebody else. Okay, well, here, I'll just go ahead and train.
How do you want to handle it?
He was holding my chain, so I'm letting you hold my chain.
Okay.
So how
you want to handle it after we get rid of this system? I mean, you know, you sounded like Mitt Romney here. You want to destroy
everything?
No, I didn't.
No.
Give me a plan.
I never,
what happens after you...
I never said nothing about destroy. I said just leave this shit alone. That's what I said.
Or walk away from it.
But we can from it. We can go ahead and build our own shit, and then we can go ahead and come back and manipulate.
Okay.
We come back and manipulate this system. Look at how the Jews do.
Come, stop picking on the Jews because they're
successful.
Damn. Leave Jews alone.
Man, that shit sounds crazy.
What?
Picking on them because they successful.
Yeah.
Lying manipulators, man, be quiet with that.
Oh, you'll never get Jewish funding that way, Rob.
Shit, they was paying me cash. I don't give a damn what the fuck you say. Here you go, man. Take this $1,500. Okay, man. Here. How much you have? Okay. Oh, yeah. $3,000.
Like I said, you sounded like
that.
You sounded like
that.
Count
up the hundreds to me, man.
No, you're switching shit around. I'm not switching shit around. I'm going back to your analysis. know, the Matrix wasn't real, man.
Matrix
What's
wasn't real.
What's going on here isn't real. I mean,
it's not real.
It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Well,
there's
okay.
There's another
right.
reality up in this show.
So how is it supposed to be? You just saw the light.
Wait a minute. You know, I'm really trying. No. I haven't, you know. Only lights I've seen is when I flick the switch, really.
Go ahead.
But, you know, what I'm thinking is, it's like, why does everybody have a problem with utopia? Why does everybody have a problem with
what
happiness?
What is a utopia? See,
you don't know the definition of utopia?
I know the definition.
Then I'm talking about the literal word. I mean, I'm using the word as it's supposed to be used.
Oh,
so don't ask me what utopia is when you know what I'm talking about.
But
is there a problem with that?
It's a problem.
Is it impossible for everybody on this motherfucker to have some semblance of happiness? That's a problem. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Then obviously the system should be changed. If everybody can't be happy within it, what's the use of it?
Miserable.
What purpose does it serve?
Miserable people will always be miserable.
And you know what happens when are these always miserable people?
I'd say we just need to sit them on
grow tired of their misery?
Look here, man.
Do you know what happens?
Look,
when these miserable people,
you can't,
what do you think?
I said it earlier, I can't speak for everybody. You better not be speaking for everybody.
I'm not speaking for everybody, but let me ask you a question.
I said we just coaches a few of the miserable.
Pick up the newspaper. The newspaper's over there. Tell me how many people got shot in Chicago over the weekend.
That's depressing.
Depressing. No. So, why do you think that happens? Tell me you don't think that happens. Tell me you think that happens because of some reason other than somebody was miserable.
Okay.
So now, insanity is. Come on, man, play the game. See?
Okay, insanity is going ahead doing the same thing over and over and going ahead and you still
doing the criminal justice system. They've been putting motherfuckers in jail for as long as I can fucking remember. Basically, basically people of color. Hasn't changed a thing. It's made things worse. Talk to me about insanity.
This is what I was trying to get you to see earlier.
What?
Is you trying to go ahead and see just in this system. You trying
to go ahead and see white
in this system. I told you a long time ago, that goddamn Constitution ain't nothing but a piece of paper, and they show your ass that shit every damn day. Don't they?
I told you a long time ago the Constitution is an extremely well-written document.
Did I
give you a chance to talk?
Yeah, I get that bullshit.
The Constitution is an extremely well-written document that is applied by the wrong fucking people.
Oh, right.
What?
Sure, right.
I mean, you know, you can't hate the Bible for the message in it. It's the way the reverends in the church use the message. Come on, man. There's nothing wrong with law, except when you start making shit up to basically single out one race, one group of people.
And that's what I say, there's nothing wrong with the concept of the laws that's applied
to everybody, but it's never been applied to everybody, especially in this country. I mean, you know, it wasn't even written for us. Everybody knows that. But you're still hugging the nuts on this system.
I ain't know, I'm not you.
You're the one that wants to be the multi-billionaire.
What are you talking about, man?
The system is based on economy. Where's your boy? What's his name?
I don't know. He ain't here. Leave him alone, man.
Yeah, right.
He's going to come and beat your ass up in a minute, man.
You know what? Get that brother down here. Let him come where the people came. You know? Let him hang out. Brother P-Flow. What's his name? Let me pronounce his name right.
Leave him alone.
Because I'm going to start to call him Creflo in a minute if you don't tell me how his name is pronounced.
Look here, man.
I just want to know how to pronounce his name.
It's not nice. He's not here to defend himself.
He doesn't have to defend himself. I just don't want to mispronounce his name.
Ain't nobody going to go ahead and beat
I
you.
Just don't
anyway,
want
besides, you know, I ain't going to let nobody fuck with you.
I just don't want to.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know what that means.
Get my bottle, bust your head with that.
No, like I was saying. The system is based on the economy that he loves so well, and I've already told you. And if it's not going to, like I was telling you earlier today, you don't have to destroy it. But if you're going to keep it in effect, then raise the standard. You know, let people live better. You know,
Okay, who are we asking this permission from? Who are we trying to go in? Oh, please, let me.
No. It's not, see, you all. So you got me as an ass biter now. See? You got me as an ass biter.
But you said
don't.
That.
No. I didn't say that. I never would
you
never
said let they.
No.
Let
your perception is my word.
Okay, man.
So you're going to be wrong 96% of the time. Okay? Now, if you don't raise the standard on the living conditions of the majority of the people that live in this world, it will be to your regret and detriment, not mine.
Okay.
Now, so I'm not talking about you because you ain't got two sous to rub together. You know what a sou is?
Is that a cow?
No.
No.
It's old French money.
I ain't got no.
You ain't got two of those to rub together, so you ain't got to worry about it.
I don't even know what they look like.
I don't either, actually.
I got some other money on this wall somewhere.
Yeah, I know you do. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. You know, you can't, like I keep telling you, either it's going to happen my way, but my way even has two options, explosion, implosion. Now, personally, I like to be in on the explosion, but the implosion doesn't mean anything to me except it's going to take longer. People are going to take longer for people to start getting pissed off. You know, I'm going to say this tongue-in-cheek because, okay, I might not be around to see it happen, but then again, I said the same thing about a black president, so, you know, I'm hopeful. Or, like I said, you raise the standard because you can't keep treating people like this. This is ridiculous. I mean, you got everybody sees what's going on.
You know? I didn't really study this shit. I just turned a blind eye when they was talking about this when I was in school.
What's that?
The French Revolution. I was like, I
groove on the French Revolution, man.
Some pieces I get and I kind of remember, but most of it I was like, I don't give a fuck.
No.
But I really didn't. I really didn't.
Charles Dickens.
Because it was
Tale of Two Cities.
I still don't know what the hell that is.
It's a book, man. And there's a lady in there. I'm going to take her place. You know, they have the Citizens Council.
You got a ton of crazy.
They're the ones that's doing the aristocrats. And it's Madame Defarge just sitting there knitting, singing off with their heads. So that's going to be me.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Sister Jackie.
Hi, I'm well.
This man has lost his damn mind.
Lost my mind, you know. Every day something new happens.
You know,
was not real.
No, just this family here. Come on, man. You don't know these. They my family's got problems. Shit. I will give me some therapy in a little while.
Therapy helps.
Good evening, brother
AC. That's creepy. I didn't like how that sounds. I won't talk to nobody else, man.
You don't want to talk to anyone else?
No, I did that already.
What, you didn't like it? I thought I enjoyed it.
I didn't like that.
It seems I had anger management issues.
What? Yeah, for real. You know. Hey, Jackie.
Sister.
Hey.
See, you got problems.
How
you brother's doing fine, actually. I'm having a little bit of fun here, you know. I'm in the studio with the brother, with the chef Rob. So this is a.
Oh,
this
really?
Is a,
Yeah, he's sitting over here.
Why?
Oh, Jackie, come on! I thought you was on my side, baby.
I'm on your side. I'm always on your side.
I've
been on your side since you was Wheelock.
Say that again.
I've been on your side since you was Wheelock.
I done been kicked off so many places. That one. Man, they done been kicked me off, man. They won't even let that name come back.
That's that, huh?
They won't even let that name come back. I tried it a few times. They wiped that shit out within hours. Poof. I don't know, man. It's the biggest, man.
Now you complaining about the biggest. See this? You know, one out of one cheek.
I'm not supposed to complain about the biggest man. What do you mean? There you go again.
You want the biggest.
I'm trying to acknowledge. I acknowledge, and I want you to acknowledge. There's some biggest in this motherfucker. You don't think
you
want the
biggest to finance you, man? Stop playing.
Well, what? Okay, wait a minute.
Right.
See that man? You
what? What?
I'll take their money.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to go ahead and follow up behind
about.
Them. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, come on.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
I'm not going to be supporting them.
They get you in that slot. And you don't want to see. That's what I'm talking about. You don't want to sit up here talking about security and stuff. Now, personally, I don't think security should be necessary. when you're talking about something that's beneficial to, like I said, all people of color. So they're the ones that's getting the shaft.
Wow, man. I can't believe you said that.
What?
I'm talking about security.
Yellow, black.
See that, man? I'm talking about the security. We got to defend our guys.
See, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't need security because the enemy would be so obvious.
The enemy is obvious.
So why would you need security?
Oh, so what the hell am I supposed to do? Go ahead and shoot spitballs at them?
Spitballs? No.
Am I not supposed to go ahead? Right now, look, you need to go ahead and defend yourself. But right now, this whole war, this conflict, is based on economics.
Right.
So we got to go ahead and be financially secure.
Okay.
So you got that money. Look, I got that money. I can tell the weakest motherfucker in the room to knock your fucking teeth out your mouth.
Okay.
Isn't that not true?
The most successful method.
I can go ahead here. Take this stack of cash and hit this motherfucker in his face. You gonna tell me that wouldn't happen?
The most successful method of economic protest is
boycott.
The boycott. The most successful boycott contains what percentage of the people being affected?
Yeah, try to go ahead and get 100%. Okay.
If you have 100% of the people boycotting the system fails.
Yes, that sounds really good.
Make it happen.
So my thing is this. So we pick an industry. We boycott. Let me make my point.
We pick a world.
We pick a world. Okay, so we pick that world. So what do we replace what that world offers us and gives us in return or go ahead and has in its place? Let's go ahead and say the world. Wait a minute. Okay, so we deal with, like, me in the food industry. So we go ahead and we boycott this grocery
store.
You're
dealing with an industry by industry. You'll never get what you want to accomplish accomplished.
You can't go ahead.
If I was to sit up and try to tell you what you can't do. You'd argue with me all night long. Why is it you trying to sit and tell me what can't be done, what I can't do?
I didn't. That's not what I said.
You said you can.
Okay, man. All right, man. No more daiquiris, man.
Okay. So, since you don't want to blow the thing up, like I said, like, okay, we'll go to the other end. You have the largesse to take care of everybody on this planet to some degree. In this country.
At home first.
Okay, well, home, what do you consider home? I'm talking about the United States of America. Can we start there?
What did I just say about America, man? What did I say?
Okay, let me ask you one question. I hate when I ask you questions and you give me bullshit.
I ain't never gave you no bullshit.
What's the biggest domino in this world?
What the hell does that mean?
What's the biggest domino in this world?
Okay, you got a point to make.
What's the biggest domino in this world?
I have no idea.
Facts?
I don't know.
Facts?
I don't know. What does that mean?
What's the richest country in the world? Which country has the most defensive prowess in the world? Which country controls the economy of this world?
United States.
What's the biggest domino in this world?
Domino comedian.
Right. You knock over that domino, all the other dominoes fall. What country best fits that description?
Okay, so...
Tell you?
Yeah, because I got...
What country do you think in this world you could knock over and all of the other countries would fall?
Okay, so you're talking about the United States. That's what you're talking about.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I'm trying to go ahead and give you my response. Why you can't accept my response?
You're not giving me a response. You're talking about what I'm talking about. I'm asking you a question.
I'm not on
your own 2 feet.
I am on my... Look here.
What's the biggest domino?
Okay, so you're talking in riddles. Get to the point is what my thing is.
I got to the point. You knock over the United States, everything else falls.
Okay.
So, get the United States to treat all its citizens like the patriotism that they talk about.
Wow.
I mean, when they talk to you, don't they try to make you feel like everybody is an equal part of this country?
Yeah, but
then make me feel like I'm an equal part of this country.
I think I kind of was trying to tell you that, but since you don't want to go,
kind of like trying to tell me that.
Hush, let me tell you. I just don't think that, Dave. this system has us in mind. You know, we're not in mind. They don't give a damn about what we think or what we do. Okay.
Okay. And.
But they've already got this system in place to where they already controlling us to go ahead and keep on purchasing their bullshit and not go ahead and buy our shit. When we go ahead and set up something, they go ahead and they got a campaign already in place that they already tried. True and tried measures that they've been doing for years, they know how to destroy our shit. We need to go ahead and learn from them fucking mistakes and not do that same shit again. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think I get where you're going.
Keep on
and
going ahead.
I know what's going to happen if you go in that direction.
Keep on going ahead and saying, hey, the United States is going to do this. Well, it's time for us to go ahead and do some different shit, something for ourselves.
What are you talking about? Stick with it.
Okay, because you always got those goddamn infiltrators. We know the goddamn game.
So you want to put security up against these infiltrators?
I'm not trying to. My security is not so much for the infiltrators. It's to also protect us from, you know, protect us within.
So you want to put security up against these infiltrators?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We'll put security up against these infiltrators when you name me a situation where security has worked.
Didn't I just say we need to learn our five mistakes?
Okay.
Didn't I just say that? What do you think that's what I'm saying?
Security is designed to fail, Rob. Since I worked in security.
You worked in security.
Security is designed to fail.
And you prior military. You gonna
yeah.
That you don't, you don't,
yeah.
You don't,
I tried to get more security than they wanted me to have.
And you don't recognize that, hey, look, you have this constant training. You have this constant training to go ahead and make sure there's no holes in the system.
No holes.
No holes in the system.
Only one way you can make sure there are no holes in the system, Rob.
You got to go ahead and keep your fucking P's and Q's.
There's only one way you can make sure there are no holes in the system.
Okay, what's that one?
100% participation.
You ain't gonna get that.
No, then you have no.
You don't even.
You have no. You know.
Even
security is designed to fail. You set up security, somebody's going to break it. Plain and simple.
You ain't gonna get that.
There's a way in. Unless, of course.
You have to go ahead and do it. Look, man, you can go ahead and take a small force and go ahead and.
Small force.
You can take a small force and go ahead and whoop a city.
Okay.
Especially.
And then what?
Take it over.
And then what?
Get it the way you want to go.
You're
to
right.
Go. Yeah, see that?
If you take it over.
Okay, right. That's what training comes in play. I mean,
What? You going to just walk in and tell them to turn over everything? Or
you going to
take it from them?
No,
you gonna take it from
him? Certain situations, maybe.
Maybe,
never know.
You're gonna take it from him. Does the neutron bomb exist? You think?
So what does that have to do with us going ahead with? You
don't know what that has to do with the idea of you taking something from this system?
Taking myself out this system.
Right,
and
okay.
Trying to get other individuals to take themselves out this system.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So you're gonna drop a bomb on me. All right, man, when that spider hits you in your fucking head.
The Matrix. The Matrix only works if you get everybody out. The Matrix only fails if you get everybody out.
But you see how much. But you also missed something from that movie out yourself.
What's that?
You see how that small group was causing havoc?
Yeah.
Okay. So
and you see what happened, right, at the end. At the end of the third sequel, at the end of the third, the triquel, you see what happened, right?
Look how much pain.
You see what happened, right?
Look how much happened.
What happened at the end, Rob?
I didn't see the end.
So you don't know what happened at the end? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what happened. What happened at the end?
You know what happened at the end.
I don't know what
the system recycled and went on. Stop playing.
No.
It didn't?
I ain't say that.
It didn't?
Yeah,
what?
I didn't get that.
The Oracle and the Architect are sitting down there discussing the shit, and you going to tell me recycling go off?
The system did recycle.
Exactly.
And go off. So we need to go ahead and find our own system.
And
I'm going to stick with that. Too bad you don't like it.
Too
bad you don't like it.
Hey, when you do it, you won't like it either.
Doing it. I'm already doing it.
What are we still on?
Yeah, we still on.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what Jackie went.
Jackie didn't want to be part of this. She said this sounded like a personal feud.
this is the family picnic, guys.
No. Because see, our people were sway up and down. We was getting ready to start humbugging and stuff, and they stopped us from discussing.
That's the picnic, man.
I don't know. Well, anyway, like I was saying. I've been down there. All I'm saying is I've been down that road. You know, I watched this shit cycle. I've watched this shit cycle a couple of times now. You know,
you're still driving down that road.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So you know, that's why I listen to you, because there's some shit that's in the road that I be, you know, let me know what's around those bends and the bumps in the road. I get that.
Now, see,
so we're gonna, I'm gonna keep on making sure that other people keep on traveling on this road and try to get us there to a real settled mindset.
But I feel that I really have to explain some things to you, because I know my conversation sounds somewhat apocalyptic. You know, I'm talking about destruction of everything here. You know, and you have to understand that, first of all,
your ass crazy.
True that. Okay, I give you that. I'm crazy. Driven crazy by what I've been seeing all these years.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't apocalyptic crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucking wrong with you, man.
No, but there's only one thing wrong with that. I'm not stupid enough to actually try to go out there until I see. I thought at one time we was really on to something as far as this country is concerned, at least. I don't know how far it was going to go. But I thought we were really on to something. I could have been wrong.
You keep saying we.
Yeah. I was with the brothers, man. I'm down for the brothers. I love the shit that those brothers was doing, man.
But you also said that weed shit when it comes to America. They ain't on that weed shit with us.
I know that, Rob. So, and that's going to be their downfall. See? I mean, because...
So what I'm talking about is I'm not going...
Look at it. What are we going
to
do?
I'm trying to go ahead and get us prepared for some of the other shit that's happening.
No, you trying to bilk as much shit off of the system as you possibly can before this thing blows up on everybody. Yeah.
But I'm sharing the wealth.
Sometimes I wonder if you... I mean,
I get out of the street with my shit, man. I'm trying to go ahead and help some people, man.
You know when you say you're sharing the wealth? Mm-hmm. It's like saying you share in the strychnine.
I ain't get what's that mean, man?
You don't know what strychnine is?
Yeah, but how would that apply to this conversation?
Because
I'm sharing poison?
Yes.
I'm poisoning people?
Wealth is the blood of the system that is keeping you oppressed.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on, man. Look, man, I think something went over your head real quick. Because if you got if you got cavemen, they value these goddamn. You see this black ass rock?
Why are you talking about cavemen in the days of this technology?
See, I should hit you in your head with this. Listen, when they go here and they gather their rocks, okay, they value them rocks.
Why do they value rocks, Rob?
For whatever fucking reason.
Hold it.
But they value them rocks.
You can't sit there and tell me somebody values something for whatever fucking reason.
Whatever reason.
No.
That pile of rocks means they accumulated. They accumulated some rock. Because they don't have no value to, but value to you, but they have value to them.
What and value? Okay.
So I don't know that. You throwing shit out the window. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
throwing shit
out
the window
because
you're
not
talking shit.
How can you tell me
a people, cavemen, value something that you can't assign any value to?
Okay, so what are these motherfuckers value? What do they value right now? Their stocks, their bonds, their yachts.
Well, they have a system set up now. That's what I keep
trying
to get to.
That's what I'm trying to get to, and that you see.
Cavemen didn't have a system set up, Rob. So they're talking to me about motherfuckers gathering rocks.
A lot of them survived. Well, fuck cavemen. Fuck them. That's white boys in it.
You want to brought them up in the first place.
I don't even know why the hell I brought that shit up. That shit's
not
crazy.
You're trying to blow smoke up my ass, and I refuse to let you do that. That's what happened.
Talk
about some cavemen and some rock.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the system as it stands. Like I said, the money that you are so desperately trying to accumulate is the same
but
thing
you
that is keeping you oppressed.
But you making it seem like I'm doing this out of greed. You're
not doing it out of greed, bro.
No. A few years ago I was. Yeah.
Okay, so what changed in a few years?
When I lost some shit a few years ago.
Lost some shit.
Yeah, I lost some shit. So I was like, okay, well, fuck it. I can't fight these motherfuckers by myself.
You found out you're chasing your tail, huh?
No, there ain't nothing that I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean.
Find out you're chasing something that you can never catch.
Still, it don't apply. I don't still understand what the hell. No, that ain't got shit to do with what I'm talking about. I'm not dealing with greed at this point.
What are you dealing with?
I was dealing with greed before.
Okay, maybe I'll back off on you. What are you dealing with? If you give me some good answers, I'll back off on you. What are you dealing with, Rob? You're not dealing with greed. What are you trying to accomplish?
I'm trying to help our people.
Who the fuck are you trying to help out?
help our people, so we don't.
Who the fuck are you trying to help out?
Black folks.
What black folks are you trying to help out?
I mean, what's your point?
I'm asking you a question.
I've already ran out that part down to you, so I don't understand why you're asking
what
me.
What black
question.
Folks are you trying to help out?
I'm trying to help black people who ain't basically who ain't. See that? That's what your ass get. Well, fucking with me. That's what you get. I wish they could have saw that shit.
I bet you do.
We ain't see it, but you can tell us.
Oh, man.
I'll never tell them.
Man, I should have had my camera.
I'll never tell them what the hell just happened.
That would have been a great YouTube video in like a month.
See? That's why I don't want to fuck around with you.
Yeah, come on, man.
Fuck around putting me on some fucking YouTube. Like, I want to.
Okay, I won't put you on YouTube. That's motherfucking.
Damn, there was some stupid shit I just did. And I hope anybody just says, anybody out there listening to it, I am so glad you could not do it.
Ooh, boy,
you saw your hair. Hello, Jackie. Too much fun. I'm not liking it.
Why? Why?
Because y'all act like y'all the only ones on the show and stuff. I'm, you know, just having too much fun.
Oh, Jackie.
Sorry,
yeah. Apologize. No.
Like I said, excuse me.
Extremely left out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie. Really? No, this is the first. I haven't been in the studio since, like, the first broadcast. I mean, it wasn't even the first broadcast. Since my first conversation. So I got a little giddy. I'm sorry about that, sister. But, no, in all honesty, the conversation stems from some arguments we were having earlier today about this system and what should be done about it. And you know,
I say fuck it.
But, yeah, he says fuck it. But he wants to garner as much out of it as he possibly can during that process. And I don't have a problem with that, but I think he's lost his focus as to exactly what's going on here. It's my only concern. I know everybody has to survive. Hell, you know, I'm getting as much out of this system as I possibly can. I understand that. You know, I'm not trying to be hypocritical about this situation, but it's like dealing with the devil. I don't like it, but I have to.
What system?
The system that we live in, this country, the way this world is operating, the way they have, the way they basically are controlling people's lives through money and greed, and the way some people suffer and some people don't. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what the name for the system would be, but I think this is a process that's been developed over the years, and you know, for my money, I think it's failing slowly. And people are trying to continue to operate it and get as much out of it as they possibly can, while so many other people suffer. I mean, I don't know what to call it other than.
I don't understand. What do you mean, get out?
Huh? Profit.
What do you mean?
People are trying to profit from this situation, while so many other people are trying to make as much money out of it as they possibly can, trying to garner as much power as they possibly can, trying to garner as much influence as they possibly can. And it's not to the benefit of the majority of the people. I got a problem with that. I don't know what to do but call it a system.
Jack, you still there?
I'm here.
See?
I was listening.
I just like to hear what you have to say, because I always like hearing what you have to say. I always like a female perspective. Because it is my belief. I'm not trying to be chauvinistic or anything like that, but it is my belief that women have that steadying influence when men, real men, kind of sort of get out of control. You know, sort of steer them back into line. And I know I need to be steered back into line because I've been out there for a while. And I'm sitting back and I'm seeing the same thing going on, but it's a different vibe out there now. I'm seeing, you know, young kids involved with this stuff, with what's going on here. And I see them, I mean, especially what's going on in this city. I mean, you know, you got on one end, and I don't know, all I know is what I'm hearing in the news, but in this city here right now, you got on one end, you got these kids roaming through the more affluent shopping areas in the city of Chicago, just going buck wild, attacking people, snatching what it is they can snatch. Now, to me, that's a sign of destitution, and you know, or frustration. Yeah, it's criminal. You know, I'm not suggesting that it's not a crime. But see, that seems to be, I mean, if it were, I hate to use this example, but, I'm sorry, it's true. If it were white people doing the same thing, then it would be a social problem. But, you know, they want to put the young brothers and sisters in jail. Yes, it is a crime. It is wrong that they do that. But it's wrong that the conditions exist where they would even think about doing some stuff like that personally. This is me talking.
Wasn't I saying that, man? We need to basically, what I've been trying to tell you is just this. That conditioning, that mindset needs to be changed. You don't agree with that?
Of course I agree with that. I always question your motivation, though.
I'm not,
y'all talking about a mindset that somebody gave people. They didn't just like, I'm destitute, I need to go rob. These people was like corrupted. I mean, these children, they're like corrupted to think that.
Thank you, sister.
To do this.
Thank you, sister. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Just, you know, like you said, they didn't start out thinking this way. You know,
is it even necessary?
Situations occurred to make them thinking this way. And on the other hand, from what I understand, you got four brothers. They jump out of a limousine. They've got a camera crew there. They say that they were filming a video. Prosecutors say they just went buck wild and started beating up people. I'm like, okay. But I kind of sort of think I know what the outcome of that situation is going to be. And that's always the way it works. I retract always. That seems to be the way that the situation works the majority of the time. Four young black men from Lawndale, where I grew up for an extended period of time.
She's in Atlanta.
I know. Lawndale is one of those areas. You know what I'm saying?
One of those areas.
That's right. One of those areas. So these brothers come from Lawndale. They're out there hanging around Wrigley Field, which is obviously not in the black neighborhood.
It's a long way from home.
So, and like I said, they jump out of a white limo with a camera crew, and they're filming. They say there was some type of altercation. Prosecutors say that they just went buck wild and started attacking white people. And I kind of sort of think I know how this story is going to end. And I'm tired of it.
What am I going to do?
Damn. That's the problem. First of all, I'm going to have a conversation about it with as many people as I possibly can. I know that. Starting here. And don't think that this isn't the only place that I talk this talk. I try to talk to young people all the time. You know, I'm not trying to get paid for it like some people I know, but I'm going to be, you know. Okay, I retract that.
What am I trying to do, man? I take that back. You was on the call earlier when we was talking to a boy, man. Come on.
I take that back, Jenny. Hey, I didn't mean to say that. I don't think I meant to say that. Well, anyway. I try to talk, you know, I'm not trying to hit him over the head with it, you know. I mean, where I'm from, I'm recognized as being from there. And just as long as I speak softly and subtly more than anything else, then I get my message across. And, you know, at least I'm trying to, you know, hit that flint, hit that spark. Now, I'm not even suggesting that I've started a fire yet, but I know I done bust a lot of sparks. I know I've caused young brothers to think for a second. Now, if I can, you know, get that thought process to rolling so that, like me, they go to sleep at night and they have to wake up because they're thinking about some shit while they're sleeping, then I'll be on my way.